5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It is lovely. If you are playing Hanover today and you hear some Beatles music and some squeals of delight, that's Julia. Hey, it's a good day to be outside. I think it was the McShin Foundation Golf Tournament that was playing today. I think so. Our Commonwealth's attorney, Mackenzie Babchenko, who is, what's the technical legal term, Germ? Hot stuff. Yeah, I think it's hot stuff. She's just a superstar. But anyway, I know she was playing this morning because she waved. We were out on the deck and she waved and we waved. And I don't know how she did on the 18th, but she was on the 18th and I'm sure she did just fine. But yeah. If you're playing Hanover today and you are hearing a lot of early Beatles and you are hearing one or two squeals of delight, I'm telling you, that's my princess. All right, we've got some good audio here. Yeah, Jerem, I don't know what it is. Just a heads up, this is an Audible. The company email is all kerfuffled. And it's just not actually working. So I will try and fix that. But in the meantime, I do have from the other email that always works for some reason. The audio here. I want you to take a listen. We were talking a little bit about that whole Supreme Court thing, right? And what President Trump's team is saying is, hey, you can't go judge shopping. That has been the case for a long time. That's something that I thought everybody agreed on fundamentally. And if you have an issue that you think affects a lot of people, then you have to go through really some sort of a class action matter. You can't just have this decision over there and then all of a sudden in that one district in the United States, one judicial district, have it impacting everybody. But that's what the left is doing right now. They're not filing cases where there's any real honest jurisdiction. They are pulling stuff out of their ear, finding some reason to file it in a friendly locale with a friendly judge and then impacting national policy as if they somehow are the president of the United States. Believe it or not, CBS News did a report on this, and, well, it wasn't exactly the best report, but it wasn't the worst. Cut number one.
To other news, the Supreme Court hears arguments this morning on a major national question, the question of whether a single judge can make a decision that applies to the entire country. The details of the case involve President Trump's executive order to restrict which children born in the U.S. can be U.S. citizens, also known as birthright citizenship. Jan Crawford is at the Supreme Court for us, watching it all. Jan, good morning. What's at stake here?
Well, good morning. So the Trump administration is saying that one federal judge can't dictate national policy for everyone, while opponents say the alternative would be legal chaos.
But judges across the country are rejecting President Trump's efforts to end automatic birthright citizenship. Three of those judges applying their rulings nationwide. President Trump has blasted those decisions, calling on the Supreme Court to act. The Obama and Biden administrations opposed national injunctions, arguing judges in conservative states like Texas, where opponents chose to file lawsuits, were dictating national policy. Now the shoe is on the other foot. A CBS News analysis of more than 300 lawsuits filed against the Trump administration found that outside of Washington, D.C., the most are in liberal Massachusetts, followed by Maryland, California, and New York. West Virginia Attorney General J.B. McCuskey says that shows why it's a problem when these rulings apply nationwide.
People begin to look at circuit judges as an extension of the political process. And that is fundamentally disastrous for the way that the public views the impartiality and the power of our court system.
Disastrous. Why?
Because the court is nothing if it doesn't have its integrity.
Now, the use of these sweeping injunctions has been growing significantly in recent years. There have been 39 of them so far blocking President Trump's policies in his second term. Tony?
All right, Jan, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. 39. There are 39 lawsuits. The man's only been in office for about 100 days. Let that just swirl around your brain for a couple of seconds. You lost the House. You lost the Senate, you lost the White House, right? So what do you do? We're going to file lawsuits. which is all going to be legal. And we're only going to file them in those states that are clearly in the minority, as far as Americans go, and then impose our will on everybody across the country. It just doesn't smack of anything resembling America, does it? I don't think so. STP, Mr. STP, Steve the Painter says, Jeff, listening to the traffic report is even more entertaining after 4:20. I'm assuming he means after 4:20 in the afternoon, unless, of course, you're fighting dragons down there on the south side in Midlothian, which is, I suppose, a distinct possibility. 804 says, Jeff, now wait here. I think you and the sheriff should go to Parris Island, South Carolina, for 3 days of United States Marine Corps boot camp. Ooh, wow. And we're talking about the fundraiser that we do each and every year for the Special Olympics of Virginia. I'm totally willing to get another tattoo. I don't know that anybody's going to care about it this year, but we did it the other year. I would totally do that again. Heck, I would walk on the hot coals again. 24 feet on flaming hot coals. How about that? Well, already done. I know. I think alligator wrestling could be the way to go. Steve from Amelia says, wait a minute, Jeff, wait a minute. Do you remember the days wrestling a bear at county fairs? That's my choice. I'm with, you know what? I would wrestle a bear. I would. I mean, we need a bear, but yeah. And I by the way, I want one of those nice bears, you know, like Yogi or Boo Boo. I don't want Uncle Ben or whatever that was. You know, just like a teddy. Exactly. A teddy bear would be perfect. Let's see. Jeff, alligator wrestling. Great idea. I remember as a kid, we'd head down to Florida. We would watch the Seminole Native Americans wrestle the gators. Just hop on a plane and do it. That's Van in Chesterfield. Okay, so if we're going to hop on a plane, then we need a plane. But we also need the gator. I would go to Florida to wrestle the alligator. Do you know who used to do that? It was a guy by the name, because I had him on the air. This is 1,000 years ago. I don't know if he's still with us. But Chief Joe Billy. Germ, there, that's your assignment. Chief Joe Billy was the chief of the Seminole Nation in Florida. And he was the world's most respected, the renowned alligator wrestler. So see if we can wrangle him up or somebody down there, and maybe they can get us a gator to use. John says, I would love to see both of you just skydive. You can put the video camera on your head and show everybody. I don't know. It violates one of my basic rules in life, which is never jump out of a plane. That's totally fine. I don't need to be D.B. Cooper. It's been done. It's tired. It's been done. Jeff, how about eating bugs or leeches like on Fear Factor? What sort of bugs? Would they be battered and deep fried? Look, you take anything and batter dip it and deep fry it and it's just fine, right? It just becomes fair food at that point. That's a possibility. But then Carl, the sheriff, did one of those crazy eating things a couple of years back. No, I just think we need something unusual. Who else here? Oh, this is coming in on Facebook. Jeff, what about shaving your head? Huh. Okay. Would the sheriff be okay with it? What about head shaving? Is anybody going to pony up any money if we shave our head? What if we did something weird? What if we got something shaved into the hair on our head? Like, well, I don't know. But think of Special Olympics of Virginia logo. Huh? Anybody on board with that? You tell me real fast. James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. I think that might have some validity. Maybe that's got some legs. That we get the Special Olympics of Virginia logo shaved into our hair, up on our head. Germ is saying, how about shaving it? Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Shaving it into the hair on your chest. I would do that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, hit me up. James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. While you're noodling that around, please remember, visit go.richmond.com/the best. go.richmond.com/the best. and nominate The Jeff Katz Show for Best Afternoon Radio Show. It's under the entertainment category. I will give you my full list of nominations. It's a long contest this year, but that's the first thing you have to do. Go to go.richmond.com/the best. Nominate The Jeff Katz Show for the Best Afternoon Radio Show. Fingers crossed we somehow get 6 years in a row. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 522, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. We're going to talk a little bit about Chesterfield County PAL, the Police Activities League down there in Chesterfield. And they've just really been going gangbusters for the last few years. And I know there are other activities. Obviously, Henrico has a great PAL program. I don't know if we have a PAL program up here in Hanover. I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure somebody listening will be able to tell me. And I know in the city of Richmond, because I used to help out quite a bit with the RPD PAL program, but I haven't heard anything about it or from them for a while. So, you know, if anybody knows, give me a shout, will you? Or you can hit me up on the text line, of course, James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Quick reminder that tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Rich Herrera is going to be here with Richmond's Morning News. I'm hoping that you have been listening. And if you haven't listened yet, then you need to change that. So you can start at 6. You can pop in anytime, really. I mean, he's there from 6 till 10. There are days that I get there earlier and some days I get there later, just the way it is. And it's just the way it is in the real world, right? So you figure out when you're going to drop by, but you need to drop by. So again, tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m., Rich Herrera, the host of Richmond's Morning News. If you are online, I would urge you to go to go.richmond.com/the best. Please cast your vote for The Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show. Steve says, Jeff, what about a chugging contest? I think that's probably not... the way that we would go. I don't know, but I'm going to say no to the chug. I appreciate the effort, but no. Jeff, how about shaving something into the hair on your head? Yes, again, I think that is a very real possibility. I would say we could just shave our heads, right? What do you think? That could work, maybe. Acrobatics, aerobatics, tattoos on the head. Oh, my gosh. A branding. What am I, cattle? No. Stop that. That's crazy. Henry from Midlothian. Another one with the skydiving and bungee jumping. Wait a minute. Here's something new. Dave says, Jeff, you and Sheriff Leonard get a team of 8 Special Olympic athletes. Do team building at the local scout camp. As a team, you complete 9 low cope elements as a team. Then you move up to the 47-foot climbing rappelling tower to do both. Yikes! That sounds insane. Maybe. It is 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 535, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Oh, and I did just get an alert from Storm Tracker 8. They're telling you that the overnights are looking nice. We're going to see some pop-up thunderstorms rolling through. So just bear that in mind. It doesn't say that they're sticking around, but certainly through the overnight, we'll see some of those. So just bear that in mind. We are right in the middle of Police Week. And one of the things that I have tried throughout the years is to remind members of the community that those men and women who are wearing the uniform doing that job, they're on your side. They're on your side. And there are a number of jurisdictions that have PAL programs. When I was a kid growing up in Philadelphia, and I was a member of PAL, it was called the Police Athletic League. and there were Philadelphia police officers that would work with kids like me in the city. Some of us had totally intact families, and this was just a great after-school activity. Others did not, and it was much different. But those cops showed up every time, every week, every time they had something going on. Now, one of the things that I learned when I was a kid as part of the Philadelphia Police PAL program, again, Police Athletic League at that time, we learned how to box. I don't know if anybody learns how to box anymore, but it was a really interesting activity and not a bad skill set to have every once in a while. Now the name has changed a little bit. It's the Police Activities League. And I know a number of years ago, the other Jeff Katz, okay, fine, the real Jeff Katz, said to his folks at the Chesterfield County Police Department, let's really, really, really ramp up the PAL program. And man, they have been firing on all cylinders. Corporal Nick Barnt is the coordinator for PAL with the Chesterfield County Police. I'm happy to say that he is here. Welcome. Good to have you with us.
Hi, happy to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit, what's going on in Chesterfield now with your PAL program, and do you have any idea how many young people are involved?
Hundreds. Since I took over in 2021, we were kind of coming out of the pandemic, and it was kind of stagnant. And kind of how you touched on going through PAL and outside of or in Philadelphia, I went through PAL program in Pennsylvania as well in Allentown. So I went through the PAL program for about 12 years, and theirs was bowling. That was their bread and butter back then. So that was the first thing that we implemented when I took over, kind of starting everything back up. And bowling has been a staple league that we've been doing. And back then it was athletic league as well when I went through it as a kid.
Okay.
But kind of calling it the activities league opens it up to other programs that are maybe not sports related. So for spring break, for instance, we had a volleyball day with Richmond Volleyball Club. Fantastic people over there. Love working with them.
Right.
But we also partnered with Modern Tabletop Gaming for a Pokemon trading card game day. So kids got to learn from some really good judges. And then last year we tried it out for the first time, and some of the judges are professional judges. They flew off to England to judge the professional card game players. So I've been very lucky to have a great experience with this program. I know a lot of our kids have as well. And I want to kind of pay forward what you've gone through and what I've gone through as a kid to kind of the local youth of Chesterfield.
How cool is that, man? What a great detail as well. I got to think that's a pretty nice spot to be in, to be the coordinator for PAL. What about this football camp? Now, I'm sure I'm reading it wrong because it says it's got to be wrong, right? You got former NFL players coming in and all sorts of stuff. What's the real story? Come on now, Nick. What's the real story?
You know, this is something that I was very, very blessed with. I was lucky enough to meet former NFL player Wally Rayner, and he is a fantastic individual. He also went through PAL as a kid. And it's this program is amazing. The connections that it brings that police officers can have with the community, with our community. And then it kind of resonates with them throughout everyone's life. And Wally reached out to me. He found out that I was the coordinator. And last year he wanted to partner for a football camp. And he brought a bunch of NFL players, former NFL players, himself. He was the middle linebacker, I think, for the Browns, the Jaguars, and I think another team as well. But there were other NFL players. I think it was Aaron Brooks, the former quarterback for the Saints, was there, and a few others. And that, you know, he was the energy behind that one. It's a real thing, and we're getting ready to go live with signups for that on Monday.
Is there, I'm asking for a friend, are there age cutoffs? Like, you have to actually be a kid to be part of that?
You do. It is going to be at River City Sportsplex in June.
Okay.
And you can actually, it's going to go live on our social media and our website on Monday. So you'll be able to use the link and the QR code to go there. But the camp itself is for middle school and high schoolers, you know, everything from the basics to kind of learning some advanced skills. Kind of getting ready for the season, but still having fun. But with this camp, we also want to talk about where we've been, how, you know, Wally really wanted to incorporate some things, you know, that we struggled with or something that, you know, we've had a hard time with, and share that with the kids so they see, you know, we're here now, but we've also had some hard times, which I think was a really unique aspect of the football camp, and I've never seen in a football camp before.
What a cool thing. Now, I don't know Wally's connection. Is he a Chesterfield guy?
So he's in the Richmond area.
Okay.
So he comes over here. He's not Chesterfield directly.
Okay.
But yeah, he's come here. He's within a close area that he can slide on over and help us out with that.
All right. Now, you mentioned it goes live on social media. You mentioned that the sign-ups, QR code, et cetera, on the website. How about giving that information for everybody?
Yeah, so we have we're in the process again of switching over from the Chesterfield Police Athletic League to the Police Activities League. So if you search, our Facebook is still Chesterfield Police Athletic League, and then there's our Instagram is Chesterfield_pal,
okay.
And our website, we have a brand new website, and it's the Chesterfield Police Activities League.com.
Okay. Well, I'm going to share that. I'm sure you won't mind. I'll share that on all of my social media. But you've also got something coming up Saturday. You got a 5K, correct?
We do, yes. So I love exercising. One of my favorite things to do in college was go for a run, 5K, 10Ks. So we have partnered with the Richmond Executive Chesterfield County Airport, and it is the Dominion Aviation 5K down there, and all the proceeds benefit Chesterfield PAL and summer programs for kids.
Wow.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to be able to run on the tarmac out there. Mission Barbecue is going to have their big truck out there, and you're going to finish by running through Dominion Aviation's hangar. So it's really unique, a really great experience. And last I checked, we have 126 people signed up, so we are capping it at 150. So we have a few more spots if anyone's interested, but it's going to be a really unique experience, a lot of fun, and a great workout for a great cause.
How do we get signed up for that, Nick?
So that's also on our Facebook and our social media as well. It's already up there, but you can search Chesterfield PAL 5K or Dominion Aviation 5K on Google, and it pops up right away.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Now, these are folks running voluntarily, correct?
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
so,
you're a good guy, but this is where you and I differ. I ran in the academy because there was some crazy guy with that Smokey the Bear hat in a Jeep behind us, and I'm pretty sure he would have hit us if we stopped. But you had me at Mission Barbecue. Craig Briggs is a great guy, man, and that's just it does sound like a lot of fun.
It is, and I'm not up to my my college numbers anymore, but. You know, I unfortunately I won't be running it. I'll have to assist with the setup of it, but yeah, I'll be running it in spirit.
Okay.
We'll say.
All right. Well, I kind of like that. Last thing, this Star Wars reading day at the library, North Courthouse Library. Tell me a little bit about it. And it was last week, but I want to know what that involved.
Yeah. So the whole I'm big on kind of working with what I know. And I love athletics and I love Star Wars and a whole bunch of, you know, nerdy things. And I love reading. So I wanted to combine two of them. So I reached out and partnered with our local library to kind of see if they would be up for, you know, having a story time or a reading time or something. And we kind of came up with this idea a few years ago just to see if we could get some foot traffic into our local libraries, maybe some people that, you know, don't realize all the resources that our library kind of gives to the community. So we decided Star Wars was a good theme, and you know, GalaxyCon comes to Richmond every year, so we got some signed memorabilia that we raffled off, and we got some food trucks and a few other things here and there, and it was a big hit. So getting, you know, 600-700 people in the library for a little bit of time, maybe check out some books and read a little bit. I think it's a great way to get someone into reading. And, you know, we read some Star Wars stories for kids, had a costume contest, and there's this great organization called the 501st, and they dress movie accurate Star Wars costumes. And they're just a fantastic group of individuals. And, if you're doing something for kids or trying to benefit kids in any way, they're some of the first ones that are there to assist you. And they've been a mainstay for the past 4 years.
They're good guys. That's my pal McSloniker is part of that. He does a great job of that. I'll tell you what. Now, I'm not running any K's. I've taken all the K's out of my lineup. But if you want to do the reading thing again, I'll donate as much time as you want. If you think it'll help, I'm no Wally Rayner, but I'll come down and read to the gang if that'll help.
Absolutely. And of course, that's a part of Star Wars Day. So we always try to read some Star Wars stories, and we'd love to have you as a guest reader.
You got it. I'm in. Listen, I know we're going to talk a little bit about National Night Out in the weeks moving forward, but we're going to share all this stuff, all the social media links, all the websites. And this Saturday, you got 24 spots open for the Chesterfield PAL 5K. I got my fingers crossed that you fill those, because it just sounds like it's going to be a great time and great benefit.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's a lot of fun. It's a great, unique experience. And even if you don't run, we're lucky enough to have Dominion Aviation have a lot of their planes on display. So if you want to check out the Chesterfield Airport or just kind of see some planes up close, it's a great way to kind of see what the county has.
I love it. Corporal Nick Barnt, thank you for being here, my friend. Corporal Barnt heads up the Chesterfield PAL Police Activities League, all sorts of great stuff, some great fun activities. And again, I'll get all of the links shared. And you ought to step up, especially if you're in Chesterfield, man. It's a great, great program for those kids. And to have that football camp opening up June the 25th, that'll go live, the registrations, he said, on Monday. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 5:53, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It's been an interesting day on my end. I'm hoping yours has been great as well, but interesting day because our interwebular computer devices from the company have been, well, they have. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not saying anything else. I'm just saying. So a couple of things I know have been a little bumpy on my end. I would apologize, but Are you going to care that much that I apologize? All right, I'm sorry that they have been. But you do have to be aware of some of those pop-up thunderstorms. Now, Sunday's looking great. Why do I mention Sunday? Because that's the big veil event up here at Greentop, okay? It kicks off at 11 o'clock in the morning, runs till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Again, Greentop in Ashland, the whole doggone parking lot, basically, is taken over by Vail, the Virginia Law Enforcement Foundation. I am just so thrilled that I am an honorary member of the board of directors. And you know what's funny? I'm so much happier in many cases to be an honorary board member of something, because that means there's not really any work to do. Those guys that are on the board at Vail, is a lot of work to do. They really, lots of stuff to do. Now, I'm not going to blame you, Jeremy. Jeremy, who, yes, is a real boy, a little bit like Pinocchio. Says, just blame me. I wouldn't do that, Germ. I just wouldn't do it. I have to be honest. You know, that's one of those things that I do that sometimes will get me in trouble. But that's just the way that I operate at this point in my life. I emphasize this point in my life. Now, I still want ideas for the Special Olympics of Virginia. And I don't know exactly what we're going to do. Carl really is dedicated to this whole roller coaster thing. And the reason that I'm against it, number one, yes, I hate roller coasters, but that's not the issue. The issue is that Carl loves roller coasters. And really, how does that become something difficult for him? If we did something like, I don't know, Jeff, we'll give you $20,000 for the Special Olympics of Virginia But what you have to do is eat a giant piece of strawberry shortcake that Laura Sylvester at the Pie Safe Baking Company baked. Are you up to the challenge? Ooh, gosh. Well, I think I can. You know, it's got to be something that both of us are, at best, apprehensive about. Doesn't have to be death-defying, because, you know, the older you get, you're already doing death-defying stuff like brushing your teeth, putting your pants on, remembering to take your medication. No. I am saying no to the roller coaster. But what about shaving our heads? You think Carl would be okay with that? Might be. I don't know. What about shaving again? Special Olympics of Virginia logo. Have that shaved into the side of our head. How about that? Is anybody on board with that? And again, if you have an alligator and he, you know, is available, alligator wrestling or bear wrestling would be another one. If you've got a bear that's kind of friendly or a toothless tiger, there's got to be something out there. If you think of something, do me a favor, send me a text, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. And hopefully we'll get something together. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., please make sure you're listening to Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. Have a great evening. Beware those thunderstorms. God willing, you and I get the chance to do it all over again tomorrow, starting at 3, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.